In the studios, Mr. Shiv Prasad, 35 years at the Bangalore Turf Club and goes with the designation of a handicapper. So have you given a radio interview before?
Never.
Never? It's your first radio interview.
I am press shy. It's a voluntarily, I have kept myself away from the press from the beginning.
So this time you've made an exception for us.
Yes. Because of your persistent efforts of you two
people. We don't leave people, sir. We will follow you and keep asking and keep asking. Welcome to the studios of Red FM, sir. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yesterday I was at the Turf Club. You were kind enough to show me around. I'll maybe show you around my turf later after the interview is over.
Okay. That's why I told you that I can talk a lot of things. Mostly nonsense.
So, you and I are not much different, sir. Don't worry. We're made for each other in this conversation. Mr. Shiv Prasad, the Indian Turf Invitation Weekend just went by. I was there. I had a great time. But horse racing as a sport, there's not enough information. There's a lot of wrong information. There's a lot of misconceptions, a lot of preconceived notions, a lot of philosophies, theories, ideas, taboos. Take me through horse racing. You've been with it for decades now.
This racing, horse racing in India was brought here by Englishmen,
yes,
basically.
Yes.
It is because of them. We have imported racing also from them. Apart from English.
Apart from English, yes, of course.
This horse racing came by them in Calcutta. But racing was going on throughout India. I'm talking of the undivided India. Therefore, there was racing in Lahore, Karachi and all.
This is pre-partition.
And at that time, all these horses were basically imports from Europe.
No Indian breeds.
There were no Indian breeds. They were all imported from Europe. Tell you, there was a race course in Belgaum, there was a race course in Hassan.
You were telling me in 60s there were race course roads in Belgaum.
Even earlier to that. Earlier to that.
Oh, wow.
But the funniest part, in the entire Asia, the first race, horse race, was run in India. It was in 1750, around that time.
Horse racing and betting in India is legal.
Yes. That's the only betting which is legal.
No other sport
you can bet in India.
And it's a sport.
Yes.
It's a racing sport on which people bet and it is legal.
Yes. It is both a sport as well as, to some extent, what you call as gambling, but that I call it in a different way.
What do you call
it? When you use the word gambling, it means it's a game of chance.
Correct.
But racing is not a game of chance. It's a game of skill. That is what even the judgment of Kulwant Singh in the Supreme Court, 20 years back, he passed a judgment. He specifically mentioned that racing is a game of skill. Went against the decision of the Tamil Nadu government in abolishing betting in Tamil Nadu.
That's
how it was revived.
It's a game of skill for the jockey and the trainer and the owner.
Correct.
Is it also skill for people who are betting?
Yes.
In a weird way, betting is skillful.
But that's also chance.
There are
two issues. As you pointed out, sport as such is a game of skill. The riding, the horse, all those things.
Right.
That apart, even betting is a game of skill. Ingredients that you have got in racing, which makes it a much bigger game of skill than any other game.
Yes.
Otherwise, worldwide, there was the first game which was involved for betting.
Worldwide?
Yes.
In the history of the world?
Yes. You take out and check if there is any sport on which there was betting going on. It is on horse racing, you see, in a big way. You see, there are local betting. For example, cockfighting.
Yes,
in South Kerala, there is betting on cockfighting.
Kukkad.
But a well-organized form of betting has been taking place all over the world on horse racing from a very long time. Perhaps that is the first one.
And what happened in Bangalore this weekend, which you're calling the invitation?
Weekend. Yeah.
Which is, I believe, yesterday I was hearing one of the top commentators in India at horse racing, Mr. Cyrus. He was saying that it is the most exclusive because it's only by invites. It has the maximum amount of money. We'll get to the numbers later. You have all of them on your fingertips.
Yes.
It is the most glamorous and easily the fastest, purely in terms of horsepower and speed.
Yes.
And the maximum stake for those many seconds.
Yes. Because the entire race takes only 2 minutes plus few seconds, maybe 1 or 2 seconds.
120 plus.
In 2.5 minutes, the stakes worth 1 crore 55 lakhs plus trophy of 6 lakhs, 1 crore 60 lakhs is paid out.
On one race?
On one race.
2.5 minutes?
Yes.
Horsepower?
Yes.
The best in the country?
Yes.
They're all of them were a part of the derby?
Yes.
That's nice.